Into the sky, leaving a bright glow on the horizon. Our special correspondent Alex Crawford's among the tourists being moved further inland.
Everyone from all the hotels around about Grindavik has been evacuated. We're being taken around the long way around. You've seen a lot of police cars, ambulance cars, a lot of people just trying to get out of the area. But everyone's been quite calm, it's all been quite orderly.
Councils are going to have to consider whether residents support low-traffic neighbourhoods in their area before they're brought in. New guidance is out for local authorities before the legislation comes into force this summer. Meanwhile, disruptions expected on the M25 in Surrey later as unprecedented closures remain in force for a third day. Drivers are being warned to only use the motorway if absolutely necessary. Russia's accused Ukraine of attempting to sabotage its presidential election with a series of drone strikes. Moscow says air defence systems have shot down several missiles flying towards the Russian capital this morning. In sport, Ireland have retained the Six Nations title, beating Scotland 17-13. Meanwhile, England are heading in the right direction, according to rugby union head coach Steve Borthwick. They ended their campaign last night with a late defeat, losing to France 33-31. Borthwick says the support they continue to get is crucial.
I'm grateful to our supporters. Fantastic atmosphere down in Lyon. I think our supporters have been superb with the team. I've talked about the weight of the shirt in the past, and I think with the kind of support we're getting, I think this shirt's starting to feel a bit lighter. I think it's starting to help these players grow and play big.
The female staff member who accused the boss of the Red Bull Formula One team, Christian Horner, of controlling behaviour, is appealing the decision to clear him of misconduct. He denies the claims. That's the latest. I'm just Daisy Steele.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Thank you, Daisy, for the news update on the hour, just after 8 p.m. 8 a.m. rather. It's not definitely not 8 p.m. And now we're going to give you a quick weather update. So the weather right now in the local area, we are looking at a bit of rain this morning. It was a bit of rain coming in, but it is going to clear by about midday, where it's going to be cloudy. There'll be a little patch of rain again at 2. The rest of the day is going to be cloudy with bits of sun as well. And looking at the overall kind of weather for the next few days as well. So it's going to become drier and brighter throughout the afternoon, as I mentioned. Rather warm in some sunny spells. Maximum temperatures today of 16 degrees. So definitely feeling a bit more springy than winter. Tonight is partly cloudy with some clear spells interspersed by showers through the evening. Mostly dry with clear spells overnight. Patchy cloud later. Winds mostly light. Minimum temperatures tonight of 6 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, mostly dry with bright and sunny spells. Chance of the odd shower in the morning. Cloud thickening later in the day and overnight. Feeling rather mild with light winds. Maximum temperatures of 15 degrees Celsius. And the outlook for Tuesday to Thursday. Mild but changeable spell with bands of rain, showers and at times strong winds moving east. Still some drier and brighter interludes, especially on Wednesday afternoon. So I hope you have a lovely Sunday if you manage to get out today, but it doesn't rain.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Right, so time for some music now. It is the breakfast show here on Phoenix FM. Myself, Siobhan, will be here for the next couple of hours. Going to be here till 10 a.m. this morning before Kev comes in and takes over from 10 to 12. And I'm in a bit of a dancey mood, actually, because I have been getting back into the gym. I'm really excited about this, actually. It's becoming a bit of an addiction, becoming a bit of a gym bunny. That's the goal. I hadn't been to the gym for about 9 months because my car was, anyone that had heard the story, my car was in with the mechanics for a very long time. And so it meant that I wasn't able to get down to the gym. Not because it's not the gym that's here. That's literally right. I could have swapped, couldn't I? I could have just gone, let me just join the leisure centre and go there. But I didn't. I stuck with my gym that I'm still paying my membership for in Worley. And I like going to the classes. I'm not so good at going in and using the machine. So this week I'm actually going to have a PT session because I've never actually used my free PT session. So I'm going to have that, see how that goes. Don't know if I can commit to having a PT regularly, but I'm interested to see what she wants to do. And yeah, I've been going to classes, and my new thing at the moment is Reformer Pilates. They've just opened up a part of the gym. They've converted and put these reformer beds in. They look very intimidating. They look like almost like some sort of torture device, and they kind of are, because they really hurt when you're like literally stretching yourselves in ways that you didn't think you could. But it's also very, very satisfying, and it's supposed to really tone you up. And like, I've always thought my arms are a bit chubby, not like, and not massively, but yeah, they are a bit chubby. And it's meant to especially transform your arms. Like, apparently you can spot someone with Pilates arms a mile off. So I'm going to see how that goes, see if it does transform me. And, you know, I was in the a few different articles in the press a few months back when the government were doing this whole do your little bit thing for mental health. And for me, like, lately I've been having a bit of anxiety, a bit of stress and stuff. So I was like, you know what, this is not just about trying to lose weight, try to tone up, but also mentally I just feel so much better since I've been going to the gym this week. It just sort of releases those endorphins and clears the, you know, the cobwebs in your mind. And yeah, I definitely recommend anyone that might be feeling a bit stressed and a bit angsty at the moment to get some exercise. And as I say, if you can't afford a gym membership, then, you know, go for a nice walk, go for a run. I'm seeing lots of people in the area running at the moment. I know there's a big run coming up. So good luck to everyone that is taking part in that, because I'm not much of a runner myself. I did give it a go during COVID. I didn't stick to it. Never know, might get back into it again. But I'm going to play you music this morning that's quite uplifting. I know that this show promises a mellow start to your Sunday, but I want to give you a bit more of a jump start today, give you a bit of motivation to get out there, do some exercise, and feel good. So one of the songs that I love, which I really agree with, is Dancing is Healing. So if you can get out somehow and go somewhere that's playing some music and just dance, or just play the radio on at home and dance. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play you music that you can actually have a little dance to, have a little boogie to, and I hope that makes you feel good today. So first one I'm going to start with is Rudimental with Dancing is Healing, which I believe to be very true.
Don't mind if you cry on my shoulder. Remember the things that I told you. Darling, don't you cry, you're gonna be alright. Leave it all behind. Take it off your mind. I know you're fed to fight, but things are looking bright. I'll let it go tonight. I know you need it, dancing is healing. Love is the answer. 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 Yeah. When you need space, when you need time, when it gets heavy on your mind, when you lose space, put your hand in mine, when it gets heavy. Dancing is healing. Love is the answer. Remember the things that I told you. Darling, don't you cry, you're gonna be alright. Leave it all behind. Take it off your mind. I know you're fed to fight, but things are looking bright. I'll let it go tonight. I know you need it. Dancing is healing. Love is the answer. Dancing is healing. When you need space, when you need time, when it gets heavy on your mind, when you lose faith, put your hand in mine, when it gets heavy.
There we go. Dodo Rudimental with Dancing is Healing. Next one up is Riton with Never Knew Love featuring Anissa.
All these broken pieces inside my body. Never share my secrets with anybody. So afraid to fall, paranoid to risk it all. There's no way of being sure when you're blinded.
Up dancing to that one. I just have to wake myself up. It's a great way to wake yourself up when you just play a tune like that. This one, Alex Gordino with Destination Calabria.
I left my job, my boss, my car, and my home. I'm leaving for a destination I still don't know. Somewhere nobody must have duties at all. And if you like this, you can follow me. So let's go. Follow me. To the place where we belong and leave our troubles at home. Come with me. We can go to a paradise of love and joy, a destination unknown. Destination unknown. The crowd, the air is clean, the ocean's blue. I love that sound. We're happy on this destination.
destination we're bound. And if you want this, you can follow me. And let's go to the place where we belong and leave our troubles at home. Come with me, we can go to a paradise of love and joy, a destination unknown, known, 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 known.
View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
And, of course, I want to say a big happy St. Patrick's Day today. My name Siobhan is an Irish name. I have Irish family as well. I saw Brentwood was quite busy last night with people out celebrating. So I hope you're not feeling too sore this morning. And I'm going to keep the party vibe going with Alex Party with Don't Give Me Your Life.
me unwinding. I feel like I'm stuck in cycles every day. Come and get me out this loop. So just switch it up for me. It's time to get loose. If we disconnect, we ain't gotta be alive. We can redirect everything that's on our minds. Let it go. Change up your frequency and you'll see how easily you'll disconnect from everything that's on your
8:25, which means it is time for a quick travel update in the local area. So let's have a look firstly at the underground. So there are park closures on the Circle Line this weekend. There's no service between Hammersmith and Tower Hill. Trains will run between Edgware Road and Barking. Park closures on the DLR, and there's no service between Stratford and Canary Wharf. West India Quays will be served by trains from Lewisham toward Bank only. No service between Canning Town and Stratford International. Use Jubilee Line services instead. And on the Elizabeth Line, a reduced service is operating between Paddington and Maidenhead. Two trains an hour. And Hammersmith and City Line, there are park closures. There's no service between Paddington and Barking. Park closures also on the London Underground. No service between Surrey Quays and Clapham Junction. A replacement bus service is operating between Canada Water and Clapham Junction via Surrey Quays. Queens Road, Peckham, Peckham Y, Denmark Hill, Clapham High Street and Wandsworth Road. Park closures on the Metropolitan Line as well. No service between Wembley Park and Aldgate. Waterloo and City Lines, no service between... no service at all on that one. And everything else is pretty much running a good service. That's on the Underground. And then we're looking on the National Rail. Let's have a quick look what's going on there. So there are disruptions. Let's just have a look. Planned engineering works. Amended service between Sheffield. Oh, no, we're not looking. Not Shenfield. Sheffield. Hold on. Why is it not showing me what's going on in Brentwood? Hold on. I need to see if there are any. It looks like they're running all right because I can't see anything, but let me just double check that. I will come back in a moment to check that, and we'll look on the roads here. At the moment it looks as though there are no traffic, there are no traffic incidents on the road, and there are some planned engineering works, but So the A12 northbound exit to the A1414, there are road repairs until the 5th of April. And the M2 eastbound between junctions 1 and 2, Rochester and Strood, lane 1 will be closed. M2 eastbound at junction 2 and Strood, lane 1 will be closed. That's from 9 o'clock tonight, though. And also from 9 o'clock tonight, the M2 eastbound exit at junction 2, Strood, will be closed as well. So I think that's all for the travel updates. But let me just double check that the trains from Shenfield are running or not, because that wasn't very clear on our usual update page. So I will just clarify that with you. Yes, it all looks like it's all right this weekend. All that's good. So you can go out and enjoy yourself in London as well. So time for some more music now. And I'm going to keep it, you know, as I say, keeping it dancey this morning. Want to keep you motivated. Want to keep it high vibe. That's the mood I'm in, as I say. This new me that's back in the gym is enjoying this type of music. This is what I've been listening to when I'm working out, when I'm driving to the gym and everything else. So I just wanted to share with you the vibes that I'm feeling this week. So next one up is Chase and Status with Badadan.
Badadan, badadan. Anyway, we see them, we a bang pan another one. Boss up 4-5, Nanko 1, Remington. Any boy, this ballot on them in a Killington. Bad man, you know where vibes can done. Vibes can done, we kill a sound, wife a fun. Big bad man from outer England. Baseline drop a teddy.
Nobody badadan.
Badadan, 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 bad from me bad. Where you get your mother from? Thing where me get? Could have come from Afghanistan. Then I want to see this fast, make me up in my hand. But badaman, you know me vibes can done. Lyrics in my fire like a bullet from a gun. Big badaman from outer England. When me lyrics start fire, watch out some wire.
Yo, walk with the rapper pam pam. From a guy this day program, shot a slam slam. Them said I'm a bad man, me a fi hawks. Which one? When we a fire shot, pull pin and fling bam. Them dead be a fi tramp, with them like king. Dogs pull up on your foot and none of them no sing. Some balaclava pan face. Matic in a hand, when I have time for waste with the rapper pam pam. Shut a slam me better than.
Nobody better than.
Badadan, badadan, badadan.
Badadan, badadan, badadan.
Talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy.
Out of my mind, out of my mind.
Wrote it down and read it out, hoping it would save me. Don't pick up the phone.
keep pushing forwards, but he keeps pulling me backwards.
No way to turn.
Now I'm standing back from it. I finally see the pattern. Don't pick up the phone, you know he's only calling cause he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in, you have to kick him out again. Three, don't be his friend, you know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. I got no rules, I count him.
That one there, Dua Lipa with New Rules, basically telling you not to carry on sleeping with your ex. I mean, seems obvious, but you know, some of us never learn. You're not going to get over him while you're under him, love. No, you're not. You're not. It's just not going to happen. Next one up, we've got some more dancey tracks coming up. But I just wanted to keep you updated with some of the local events that's going on in the area to make sure you're not missing out on those.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So we have got Botanists or Not, Plant Origins, History and Cultivation at the Chantry Centre in Chantry Way, Billericay. And we also have a talk by Jacqueline Avelot, hosted by Billericay's Horticultural Society, 8 till 10. I don't know why I'm saying he's never so posh voice, but I feel like that's the sort of tone that it requires. It's £3. Visitors are welcome. Refreshments available. More details at Billericay Horticultural Society. It's just the word, horticultural-society.co.uk. And, of course, we've got Phoenix FM's very own Open Mic Night by Kev Pickett, who's going to be here at 10pm doing his show. All tracks are recorded, and then they're played on that show. Selection of them played on the Sunday session show. More details. There's a Facebook group for the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night. And there's a community open day at the Chantry Centre again at Billericay. That's Friday the 22nd of March. That's 10 till 3, hosted by Billericay Town Council. Over 20 local groups will be in attendance to welcome and speak to members of the public about what their groups offer and about volunteering opportunities. There's a very long list of things there. I'm not going to read it all out because there's about 100 charities that we've got under there, but lots of good causes. And you can find details at billericaytowncouncil.gov.uk. I will actually give my own event a plug. I should have told Paul to put it down, but it's in London. It's not local. It's if you're single and a professional and you fancy meeting some like-minded people, next Friday I'm actually hosting an event down at Homegrown Members Club. That's in centre of London, and tickets can be found on my website cupidinthecity.com or on Eventbrite as well. And it's going to be about 80 to 100 people there, so it should be a good turnout. We've already got lots of tickets sold, so yeah, that's at Homegrown Members Club. As a single social that I'm doing next Friday, if you fancy coming along to that.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So time for some more music. Next up, I've got Example with Change the Way You Kiss Me. Cher says, you know, it's in his kiss, and he's like, listen, I've changed the way you kiss me. I know that Vanessa's ex-partner, Ben, has also done a remix of this, clearly about Vanessa. So worth a listen, just if you like a bit of goss and see what happened there.
I've never been afraid of the wildest fights, not afraid of dying, but now change the way you kiss me.
That was Example Change the Way You Kiss Me. And next track up for you is Garlef with Freed from Desire. Who remembers this one? This is like going back, isn't it? This is like, what, 2000? I don't know, I need to date check this one.
My love has got no money, he's got his strong beliefs. My love has got no power, he's got his strong beliefs. My love has got no fame, he's got his strong beliefs. My love has got no money, he's got his strong beliefs. Want more and more, people just want more and more. Freedom and love, what he's looking for. Want more and more, people just want more and more. Freedom and love, what he's looking for. Freed from desire, mind and senses purified. Freed from desire, mind and senses purified. Freed from desire, mind and senses purified. Freed from desire. Na 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 na
Did you actually manage to listen to that song without saying na 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 na? You've got a lot of willpower if you manage not to, because I can't help it. I have to every single time. That was 1996, Gala Freed from Desire. And we've got more music coming up. We're going to keep it dancey this morning, as I say, trying to keep it high vibe, trying to get in the mood to get your body moving. You know, as I say, because a lazy Sunday is one thing, but it's nice to actually have a positive Sunday and a motivated Sunday and a feel-good Sunday. And it's St. Patrick's Day today, so we can't take ourselves too seriously today. We've got to have a laugh, you know, not just look on all the doom and gloom. So I feel like the music is part of that mood, you know. I'm helping to create that mood for you. So I will be back in just a few moments with some more of those kind of tracks. So keep it.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
You already know who you're listening to.
Across Brentwood and Billericay.
This is
Phoenix FM.
So keep it locked in to Phoenix FM, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems. At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Matt Lawson there was Kylie Minogue with Padam Padam. This one is Boo with Closer.
Never thought that I would be here on my own. I had to delete all your pictures on my phone. But I really want you closer. Said I had to put you up and I don't know ya. Cause it's over. Never thought that I still have you on my mind. So you got me thinking about you all the time. Yeah, I really want you closer. Said I had to put you up and I don't know ya. Cause it's over, over. Bruce Lee, plus a new thing, chatting about she wanna do me. But I had to swerve that car, I just wanna do me. I got a level up, always moving and I never stop. See me kiss the trophy, pick the medal up. Always getting better luck, I don't need no better luck. Cause I'm gone now, back's the direction that I'll never look. Never thought that I would be on my own. I had to delete all your pictures on my phone. But I really want you closer. Said I had to put you up like I don't know ya. Cause it's over. Never for the ass I love you on my mind. So you got me thinking about you all the time. Yeah, I really want you closer. But I had to put you off like I don't know ya. Cause it's over.
And that one there, Boo with Closer, that is a remix, isn't it, of, can't think of the song now. If anyone remembers what song that is, I know the song, it's on the tip of my tongue, can't think of it. Send me a DM or send me a message. So, wanted to give you a little bit of news I've been noticing this week. Nothing too doom and gloomy. I thought this is actually quite a nice, happy ending to a story. I had to add the words there at the end before anyone assumed anything else. Cara Delevingne has had a, well, it's sad that of course her house has gone up in flames. So she has a £6 million or £7 million mansion. I didn't realise she was doing so well in LA, and it's literally burned to the ground. So it must have been a terrible fire, and it took a long time to obviously put that out. She's thankfully not there at the moment. She's here in London. She's performing, I think, in the West End. And she had presumed that her kittens, she has this lovely two kittens that she has there, would have also perished in the fire, but they didn't. Thankfully, the firefighters were able to save the kittens, and so she's been posting pictures of them, because at first she posted sort of heartbroken, you know, about the cats, not about the house, of course, about the cats, because it's not the material things, is it, that matters. I'm sure there were some things in there though that were of sentimental value, which is the sad part. But yeah, she was incredibly heartbroken because she thought the cats had perished in the fire, but the firefighters were able to save them, and they hopefully be reunited with their mum soon. So I thought that was a bit of a good news story there, wasn't it? And so yes, we've got some more music coming up. Bit more dancey, kind of keeping it with that vibe today. As I say, I'm going to try and get to the gym straight after this. I've tried to put myself in a Pilates reformer class, but there's such a wait list. But, you know, it's always worth putting yourself in the wait list, because the other day I was like, 25 people in the wait list. So I thought, worth putting my name down. But luck has it, you know, those 25 people decided in that morning that they just couldn't be bothered to get out of bed, and I had got a place. So I think it's always worth putting your name down. It's funny how we can be like deterred by things, and we can think, oh, you know, there's too long a queue, or, you know, oh, I won't get in. But actually, you just never know how the universe can just transpire and work out. And it's funny as well, it kind of shows me as well, like the mindset of a lot of people, how a lot of people actually might have an intention to do something, but they're not necessarily committed to it. And I think that's so interesting. I think there's actually probably a small percentage of people who actually consistently show up for what they say they're going to show up for. And it's funny, because I did this Instagram live the other day as well about consistency and how important it is. And I have been inconsistent with like my fitness, but this year I really want to change that. I really want to make sure that it's a lifestyle choice and not just like this, you know, oh, I need to lose some weight, let me go to the gym, like an actual lifestyle change where I, which I can commit to, which is like, it just, and it's interesting because I wouldn't necessarily say that I'm a person that can get up in the morning and, you know, go straight to the gym really early. But the past week, as I say, because I've been dealing with all this stress and stuff, I knew it was important to me to do it. So I was literally waking up at 5:30 to get that 6:30 class because I was like, I need this. I need this to help me feel better. And I think that when you kind of have your why behind something, you are more likely to commit to it. When you're just doing it for kind of like, oh, I don't know, in the moment, you decide that's what you want to do, but you don't have a strong why behind it, a lot of the time, then you're not going to commit to it. So I think it's really important to figure out what is your why, and then do things that are around that why. So even if it's things like saving money, and you're like, the reason that I want to save money is because I want to save for a house, or I want to have this amazing holiday. And even deeper than that, why do I want this holiday? You know, or maybe because I'm stressed and I really need some downtime and I need to unwind, and I know that if I go there I'm gonna feel so much better in myself, or I want to move because where I am right now is too small and I really need a bit more space for me and my family, or maybe the actual area that you're, well, the area here is nice, but you know, the environment that you're in at the moment, maybe you're even in a relationship that you don't necessarily want to stay in and you're not happy and you know that you need to get your money together to make that move. You know, there's so many reasons, but I think that it's so important for us to be curious about ourselves and ask ourselves the important questions and get to understand our why for why we're doing things, because that will make us stick to things more so. You know, that's a little bit of my life coaching bit, because I do life coaching with my matchmaking clients, and I feel like sometimes I don't really share that on this show. I don't really kind of show that side of me, but again, this year I feel like it makes sense to me to maybe share some of those insights that I have when I'm talking to people and things. And also, I kind of want to also offer for anyone that maybe wants some like dating advice or relationship advice, to invite you to also message me. And if there is, you know, there is a an interest in me doing that, then I'm very happy to kind of include that in this show, because I just want to be able to help people, uplift the community. This is what the station is for, to really kind of create that, you know, uplifting the community. That's what we want to do. That's what music is for. That's what, you know, sharing knowledge and all of that is for. So I hope, I don't know who is calling me on a Sunday morning. It's a sales call. It's funny how these telemarketers just don't give up, do they? Even on a Sunday morning, they are still calling, and not just once, but like three times. That's really bizarre. I will eventually answer it and tell them that I don't feel it's appropriate to be calling me on a Sunday morning with an unwanted sales call. there we are. Yeah, I've been getting a lot of those lately. So next, anyway, we are going to have the news and the weather, because it's literally 9 o'clock already. 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. Yeah, I don't know if it's clock or a.m. 9 a.m. Already. So there's only one more hour left of the show. Then we've got Kev, who's going to be coming on at 10 to 12, and then we've got Destination. No, wait, hold on. What have we got? Oh, for goodness sake, these people are consistently calling me. Yes, we'll be back in a few moments. As I say, got the news coming up in a moment, and then the weather. But yeah, we've got, let's just have a look. So I'm getting very distracted by whoever's trying to call me at this time of morning. So Sunday breakfast is me, Sunday sessions with Kev, Sunday lunch with Tony, 12 to 2, Vicky Michelle's music mix at 2 to 4, the arts programme, 4 to 6 with Claire Giveaux and Natalie Bays, Stepping Out at 6 with Nigel, and 6 to 8. And then we've got Greaties as well, with Zamfi, and then we've got the playlist. So here is